Senator Klein, why do you rise?
The day began with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on the dais presiding over the Senate. Hochul's presence is significant because the Democrats and Republicans in the chamber are split into two factions of 31 seats each, and Hochul has the power to cast a deciding 30-second vote on procedures in the chamber. Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says she and the GOP leadership made an agreement Tuesday that it would be the day when Democrats could present their long-awaited amendment to enact the Women's Reproductive Health Act. The measure, among other things, codifies the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision into law.
We had an agreement that the lieutenant governor would exactly preside and that we would present the amendment.
And she says the process was supposed to go according to long-held traditions whenever the minority party offers a so-called hostile amendment. The majority then allows the amendment to be introduced and holds a voice vote on the measure.
You know, it's scripted and you do the script.
But that's not what happened.
Senator Krueger, why do you rise?
The amendment advanced on the floor, and Democratic Senator Liz Krueger rose to speak on the provisions of the measure.
May I speak on the amendment?
Point of order, Madam President.
Republican Deputy Majority Leader and Floor Leader John DeFrancisco objected, saying while the Senate rules say the amendment can be introduced for an up or down vote, the rules preclude actually talking about the substance of the amendment on the Senate floor.
Whatever rule you came up with, that's not the rule of this House. Otherwise, we can get up and talk about anything we want on another bill.
Once again, Senator Krueger tried to speak, but was interrupted this time by Senate Leader John Flanagan.
Senator Flanagan, why do you rise?
I just want to make sure do you have a copy of the rules of the Senate up there?
Hochul responded.
If you're asking whether or not I have a copy of the rules, Senator, the answer is yes. Senator Krueger?
Madam President, I'm still speaking.
Flanagan went on to explain his understanding of the procedures.
I'm asking a question. I have here Rule 9, Section 4A, if the sponsor accepts the amendment, such amended bill shall be ordered amended without a vote.
Finally, Senator Krueger was cleared to speak.
This amendment, which has been accepted, thank you very much, sponsor.
She was interrupted again. Senator DeFrancisco pulled the amendment off the floor.
I move to withdraw our approval of the amendment and lay this bill aside.
Robin Chappell Golston with Planned Parenthood Empire State Acts, the lobbying arm of Planned Parenthood, says it's very disappointing that the measure was not debated or voted on. And she says the male GOP leaders were disrespectful to the lieutenant governor and the female legislators.
There's no bigger explanation of mansplaining except what Senator Flanagan and DeFran did.
Many Senate Democrats also said they felt the Republican leaders were patronizing toward the Democrats. Leader Stewart-Cousins said her GOP colleagues did not behave with their usual decorum and that there was a tone in their responses that she says she's not accustomed to hearing.
They are just so terrified about talking about women's health, talking about women's rights, talking about all of these things in 2018 that they'd rather just walk away.
A spokesman for Senate Leader Flanagan, Scott Reif, says the GOP was simply following procedure and that the dispute was about adhering to the rules of the chamber. He says the Republicans upheld their end of the bargain by allowing the amendment to come to the floor. Senator Stewart-Cousins says the Democrats will try again and won't rule out attaching the measure to every bill that comes before the Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.